Michael's Optical. Our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years. Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
California is our country. We must fix this state so our kids will stay. Only your trust can do that. Not politicians who try to fix government schools. Not politicians who claim to support our right to bear arms, yet utter such nonsense, you know they neither carry nor train. To protect your kids and fix California, you must first fix your trust.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Mark Twain once said, "The two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why." This is Doris Lance with your Healthy Habits. Research shows people who know why they get up each morning can add 8 to 10 years to celebrate life. Find your purpose by doing a self-check at what you're good at, what you enjoy doing, or what brings a smile to your face. Is it reading a book to a child at the local library, or serving a meal at the soup kitchen, or teaching a family member how to swim? Discover your purpose and find the joy in living. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, instructor, who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, July 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to consider reducing cannabis tax rate. Multiple city council and school board seats up for election this November. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 60 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be tomorrow at 9. An item on tomorrow's consent agenda is a reduction to the cannabis tax rate in the county, back down to 6%. The tax rate automatically increased to 8% at the start of this month. But the board has the ability to reduce or increase the tax rate as long as it remains within the 4 to 10% range. The county has voted to maintain the cannabis business tax rate at 6% since fiscal year 2023-24. Budget estimates operate on the assumption that every 1% of the tax generates about $100,000 in revenue. Also on the agenda is a request from the Clerk Recorder's Office for the board to approve the results of the 2026 June primary election. The agenda item says voter turnout was more than 55%, placing San Luis Obispo County as one of the top 10 counties statewide for turnout. About 100,000 ballots were processed in total. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. Caltrans District 5 is planning a full closure of a Highway 1 off-ramp in Cayucas. The closure starts today for the northbound Highway 1 off-ramp at 13th Street. It'll be in place for approximately 2 weeks as crews perform emergency repair work to replace a drainage system. Travelers attempting to exit Highway 1 at 13th Street are directed to go further north and exit at Cayucas Drive. Delays of up to 5 minutes are expected. Offices open for election in San Luis Obispo County this November. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. Multiple offices are up for election this coming November across San Luis Obispo County. In the city of Paso Robles, seats for District 1 and 2 for the city council, as well as mayor, are up for election. Each are four-year terms. In Atascadero, two city council four-year terms are up, and the mayor for a full term of 2 years. In Templeton, there are two open CSD seats. For the city of Morro Bay, two city council seats and the mayor are open. Across the county are also school district seats. There are open seats for areas 1, 2, and 4 for the Paso Robles School Board, 4 at-large seats in Atascadero, 3 for Cayucas Elementary, 2 seats in Shandon, 3 in San Miguel Joint Union, and 2 in Templeton Unified. Individuals seeking school district seats must file with the county clerk recorder by August 7th. With the help of a matching donation from the Marianne and Stacy Cox Fund under the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County, all donations to Woods Humane Society in the month of August will be doubled, up to $25,000. The organization hopes to help fundraise as the shelter faces rising costs and continued growth in the number of homeless puppies and kittens, many of whom require specialized care to survive. Donations can be made online at woodshumane.org or in person at the Woods Humane San Luis Obispo or Atascadero locations. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Angels beat the Giants 4-3, the Twins over the Athletics 11-8, the Mets beat the Dodgers 8-3, the Padres over the Marlins 5-3, Phillies beat the Yankees 11-4. Tonight, the Giants will face the Brewers, the Athletics will go against the Red Sox, the Angels will face the Astros, the Yankees will go against the White Sox. In California news, Paramount and Warner Brothers announced they are delaying their $81 billion merger into next year as a judge continues to consider a challenge from 12 states, including California, wanting to block the deal altogether. Paramount announced on Friday that it won't close the buyout until either a court ruling is made on the state's claims or on June 1st, 2027. California has announced they have secured federal firefighting grant funds to help suppress the Dove Fire in Tuolumne County. The fire erupted yesterday afternoon at about 2:30 p.m. near Highway 108 with a fast rate of spread. The grant will assist local, state, and tribunal agencies responding to the fire, allowing them up to 75% reimbursement of suppression costs. A 19-year-old man fatally stabbed an elderly victim in a mall last week, and new details have been released. 19-year-old Santa Cruz resident Tyler Liebelt allegedly stabbed Rachel Summers, an elderly woman from the area, to death at Capitola Mall. Police believe the attack was random, as Liebelt told investigators he wanted to kill someone that day. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins recently urged Congress to approve billions of dollars in additional funding for farmers, saying the money would provide a temporary bridge while the administration works to reshape U.S. farm policy. She testified before the Senate Appropriations Committee as part of a broader request for an $87.6 billion supplemental spending bill. Her request was for $11.1 billion. The American sheep industry is welcoming a recommendation from the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative for the U.S. International Trade Commission to launch a formal safeguard investigation into lamb imports. The recommendation follows a formal safeguard petition filed by ASA in October of 2025 on behalf of its state associations and more than 100,000 sheep farms and ranches across the country. ASI says the USTR recommendation is based on market data, import trends, and evidence of financial injury included in the organization's petition. ASI Executive Director Mike Michener.
So we've submitted both public and confidential industry data documenting the financial harm to domestic lamb companies and sheep producers. We're not trying to stop imports. That's not what this case is about. There were imports before the surge in 2020. There'll be imports after this case is over. This is about determining whether the import surge has caused serious injury and whether temporary safeguards are needed to restore fair competition.
ASI's Mike Michener.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know, what?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California table olive producers have endured a challenging decade. Once an important crop in the Golden State, particularly in Butte, Glen, San Joaquin, and Tulare counties, high picking costs, relentless foreign competition, and a shift to more promising crops have shrunk the sector. Today, more than 60% of the state's olive acreage is dedicated to oil production rather than canning. Research at the university being conducted by a team of University of California researchers, including farm advisor Becky Wheeler-Dykes, is aimed at improving mechanical harvest efficiency for table olives to save on labor costs. For the past 3 years, the researchers have been testing the use of a synthetic substance, which loosens fruit attachment, requiring less force from trunk shakers to remove the fruit, and allowing more olives to be harvested at once. The product is not yet registered for use on olives. Wheeler-Dykes said the UC team has been collecting the required data for registration and expressed hope that it'll become registered by next year. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the upper 90s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Wednesday into the weekend and Monday next week. Mid-90s on Wednesday, upper 90s on Thursday, 100 on Friday, 102 Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday, 94 a week from today. Currently it is 61 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks rallied at the open. The Dow rose more than 500 points in early trading. Crude oil prices have moderated on paused hostilities between the U.S. and Iran. Brent crude at $91 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate at $84. The Wall Street Journal says the companies that manage Kuwait's oil sector have signed a $16 billion lease agreement with a group of investors led by investment firms Blackstone, Brookfield, and KKR. Space company Rocket Lab has received a $266 million contract from the U.S. Space Force, the Space Service branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. And Porsche, a unit of Volkswagen, says it plans to cut an additional 5,000 jobs in coming years to streamline the company. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
London. What's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost to the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer, El Camino Real, Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us this morning here on The Right Choice. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, whatever may be on your mind, you know how freedom of speech likes to work. Hi, good morning.
I just looked up to see if anybody had signed up to run for the Paso School Board, and it says there's no information on that at all. So I don't know if we know anything. I missed Darsha and Kenny on Friday, but we've got until the 7th, right, to get some candidates.
Yeah,
August 7th, yes, and you are correct. There is nobody currently signed up to run for the Paso Robles School Board.
That's what happened last time. That's how we got Peterson. The last minute, the teachers union said, we need someone in there to keep kids convinced that global warming's man-made and water's not available, and so the pirates can have it and stuff. So they put him in there, and they'll do that again, I think, if we let the last minute come. Anyway, I'm worried about it, and I can't do it myself, so that's all I got, pretty much. That's my issue.
What do you think the reason would be?
It's too much work for too little reward, I think. It's like signing up for a 4-year job coaching a kid's game, you know what I mean, a league.
Well,
it's hard work for little reward.
Well, they just gave themselves a pay raise.
Still not worth it. Still, they're undercompensated, I believe. That's just me.
You think they should get paid more?
I think we should be able to expect more out of them. But if we were only paying them $200 a month in insurance, and maybe some of them don't need the insurance, I don't know. But if we're only paying them that, we really can't yell at them for not knowing what's really going on in the world. They're not getting paid to know that. It's below their pay. It's above. I don't know.
Well, okay. So
you're counting on the goodness of their heart, not the inspiration of pay. But
well, okay. That's what we're told when they're running, because they care about the children. You know, again, it's the same, stuff that we heard for years. But we've had people in the past that gladly served their community in many ways, and they weren't necessarily looking for compensation. And
right.
So, is that just a societal shift? Or because in some cases, including this particular school board, there's been so much controversy that people just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, I'm not.
I got to go back and see if I can find anybody that really said they want to do it just for the kids. I know I should answer your question, but I see one person there who is really just trying to encourage the after-school programs. I see one person up there who just want to get their kids into bilingual, the immersion program, and so that was the way, and now they're kind of hanging in there for that. I see one person in there who was thinking that racism was really a thing, and so they were there for that. There was nobody there that I saw that really was there for the kids. One guy wants to get his name put on a building because his dad was a hero in the town, and he thinks he's a hero. These are the people's motivation. Nobody's even saying I'm here for the kids. So if somebody does say that, then I'll... I mean, Kenny says that, I think, and I buy it for the good of the people. But I'm not hearing I'm here for the kids. I'm hearing, I'm here.
Well, if memory serves me, most people, whether it's city councils or school boards, the money, most of these people had pretty good professional lives. In other words, they were doing okay.
Yeah.
And so, again, maybe naive on my part, it wasn't for the money. Now, I do know of a council person who not probably, should have stepped down, but because of their health, they needed the insurance, which again, if you can't attend the meetings and you're missing a lot of time, then if you're really serving the public, then you should step down, because all the time during their career, they told us how much they care and love the city and, all those other nice things that some people like to hear. So it's a little disingenuous on some parts, but I'll go back to, I think maybe because things have become a little bit more heated within society, and that carries over to whether it's the city council meetings or the school districts, that maybe people just don't want to handle the fire.
Well, you see how heated it had to get their attention to stop that crazy money laundering, paid parking in downtown Paso. We had to get pretty animated to get their attention. And then at the end, they laugh and say, well, that's how democracy works. That's not how it's supposed to work. You guys are supposed to be paying attention to us and doing what we say, not what you want for your good. And so because that's not happening, it's become, if you want to get your, like the school board even said, didn't the superintendent say she judges it by social outrage on the internet and stuff? Isn't that how she knows an issue is important?
I can't remember, because I've just heard so much come out of her mouth that depending on which way the wind blows, so I haven't kept that track. But again, I'm somewhat going to contradict myself here deliberately. Is if these, again, councils or boards, whatever, if they wouldn't make such outrageous decisions, or at least have conviction in their decisions, maybe the people wouldn't be so ticked off at them.
Right. I agree.
When we see cities writing checks to people for $250,000, and we see school boards doing the same thing, and we see school boards that can't make a decision on an American flag and letting the public know when somebody does something wrong as a teacher or a board member, it gets buried. So you have the distrust within the public at many levels, and so that leads to a little, people getting a little bit heated because they think that they're getting, hosed over. And people just, they don't want to take the heat anymore. So I'm not running for office. I don't want to take the heat. Well, maybe you can go in there and change it. One of the ironic things is we've had people on both the school board and council want to go in there, and the establishment doesn't want to hear it. They don't want to change things.
Right. They act like they can't.
Well,
right. They're not allowed to.
Well, they're not allowed to. It's not that they can't. They're not going to get any support. But behind scenes, some people have been scolded.
No,
we don't do things this way, et cetera, et cetera. This is how it is, and it goes on. So the BS, I mean, you have to hope that there are people out there who truly want to do it for the good of either the public overall or the kids overall. I mean,
but you know, I've called in here, and I'm pretty much a one-trick pony with this school board member who represents from Walmart up to the lake, and it's up to us now. If it's too much for one family, one person to take on to be the, we can make a committee. We can get like three buddies, you know, get some guy and say, hey, us three parents. It's a big job to go through all these pay crap that they give me to go through, and they give me 48 hours to be ready for a school board meeting. Can I make a committee like assistant coaches? I think if I was going to do it, I'd love to share the work with some people that may be smarter than me and look at the stuff too and kind of work with me. When I want to, you know, take a day off, they can review all the consent agenda items for me and we can talk about it. Get some help. Make a committee. Let's get this. Let's not let the same person get back on that board. That would make my, I wouldn't call in again. I would be so happy. My town is good.
Well, okay. You're talking about having assistant, like an assistant school board member?
I think so. And not legally, just saying, if I'm going to take on the job, you guys are going to help me, right?
Well,
fellow parents.
Okay. Well, but isn't that what the public is supposed to do?
Yes, but I got a feeling Kenny Enny is pretty much doing all that paperwork for the weekend all on his own. He can't call somebody. Maybe he can call Darsha and say, "Can you look at this? Does this make sense? And can you take this section for me and take a look at it?" It's just too much for me right now.
Well,
so I think we can get more than a team.
In some cases, you know, elected officials will. They'll reach out for help, but again, I think it's up to the public. And plus, how many chiefs do you want to have?
I don't know. I just think, you know, I'm scared that nobody's going to sign up because it looks like too big a trash can fire. And I'm just saying, if somebody wants to run, you can delegate some of this to me. I'll look. You just tell me. I want you to look at the consent agenda when it comes out, and tell me what you see, and I'll dive in there. I'll spend my time. I think we can get a lot of people that are helping. It's a big job for one person. If that's what's stopping you, let's get some assistance and stuff. Let's work together. But anyway, I'm a one-trick pony, right? I just want that one guy off the school board.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens when August 7th comes.
Please, please. Thank you.
You're welcome. 238-5775 238-KPRL. Why aren't people? Well, okay. Why aren't people volunteering as much as they used to? Is it simply easy to say it's societal? People don't have time. They don't want to get involved. Whatever. I don't know. Now, the thing about volunteering is somewhat been consistent. So it's not like, you know, when the last 5 or 10 years this has been going on, where many groups and organizations are looking for some additional volunteers. Most groups, when we have them on sound over, say, yeah, they're looking for volunteers. They want people to help out. Now, these groups do, you know, some pretty amazing things for the community that many of us enjoy. But how long can we continue to enjoy them if they're not getting help? These people, they burn out, they tire out, they get older. We can't keep relying on them to keep doing it year after year after year after year. But there's also a couple of things, if you go, at least in our, I can talk personally here, is that in the sports world of Little League, again, just my own personal experience, and even at school, it was the same people, whether it was from coach pitch or T-ball, and the same thing at schools from the beginning to when these kids aged out, it was basically the same parents over and over again, volunteering for whatever, the snack bar, coaching, helping with the fields, whatever, you know, the endeavor may have been. And one of the things I noticed is you had a lot of Budinskis. They didn't want to help, but they wanted to tell you how to do it. They wouldn't show up and, you know, they usually, in many cases, they had the biggest mouths. Well, why don't you do it this way? Well, how come we're doing that? Well, you know what? Here's a clipboard. You take it over. Okay? You take it over. I'm just as busy as you. I have a life. I have a job. We have all this stuff. But you can't find the time, but you want to tell us how to do it. People get tired of that. They get extremely tired of it. So it's not something new about the volunteering. And the other thing, there's another side to it, is that when some groups and organizations ask for volunteers, that they come in and... not that people are coming in to volunteer to change tradition, but they may have some new ideas just to kind of tinker a little bit. And, you know, you got different generations and so forth. In some instances, some of these established groups or organizations, they don't want to hear of it. They still want to do things like it was 1940 or 1950, which, again, in many cases, that's good that you keep and save some traditions, but you do need to tinker. And so the people that came in with good intentions, they're silenced. And they may put in a year or two and say, you know what, I'm done with this. They don't want to listen. They don't want to listen. So there's two sides to that. Two sides to that, which kind of gets me. It's pretty amazing on how this just happened to come up with this phone call. Is, once again, Cracker Barrel has made the national news. And they've been making a comeback after the idiotic decision from this Julie Masino. She was the former CEO. She is stepping down. For those of you, what, it was about a year ago, 2 years ago, that they wanted to do this change and so forth. And so I did a little homework on this and found out that a lot of these CEOs that, you know, they don't necessarily come in. A lot of them have been working within the, you know, the business for a while. But they come in and they want to basically rebrand. And sometimes rebranding works, but in many cases it doesn't work. And in cases where the rebranding is based on this worry of cancel culture, a lot of those decisions have been disasters. Have been a disaster. And because they're afraid, or they have been afraid of the cancel culture. Now, last hour, a gentleman called in and we were talking about, look, don't be afraid by your elected officials. You stand up there and give your opinion. Don't be afraid because your neighbor may not like you because they don't like your opinion. Or you're afraid somebody else may not like you because of your opinion. Don't worry about that, because what is happening is that, like Cracker Barrel and some others, the decisions that they made were extremely costly and disasters. So what do? They go back, you know, they call it rebranding before when the cancel culture and the woke nonsense. Now they're rebranding to what originally made them famous or very popular. And you have to blame some of the boards for this as well. But what's interesting, too, is even with logos, that there is a resurgence in companies bringing back original logos. There is a, they hire these marketing things, which I'm not 100% sure that they may know what they're doing. But anyway, people are starting to like the older logos, so they bring them back. There's a nostalgia for them, as opposed to we had to change logos all the time because one of the reasons for it was because of culture. Well, we have a culture now that we have to change our Major League Baseball or football uniforms every 2 years because that's what the culture wants. What ends up happening is there is no long-term identity with that over time. So when you have some iconic logos that either go away to satisfy the 5-minute attention span of some generations, that's not long lasting. And then people, maybe not the best word, but yearn for, here is the established logo, here's our logo. And then people connect with that for a longer period of time than my new thing right now for 2 years. So I don't know what they're learning in business school anymore, but they might want to just read a little bit of business history and so forth and things like that. So anyway, I'm going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services. Multiple offices are up for election this November in San Luis Obispo County. This includes seats for the Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Morro Bay City Council, the Templeton CSD, and school board seats as well. Individuals seeking school board seats must file with the county clerk recorder by August 7th. With the help of a matching donation from the Marianne and Stacy Cox Fund under the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County, all donations made to Woods Humane Society in the month of August will be doubled, up to $25,000. Donations can be made online at woodshumane.org or at the San Luis Obispo or Atascadero locations. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Oil prices sliding $6 a barrel, with the U.S. and Iran giving diplomacy a chance to breathe with new mediation by Oman.
For the past three nights, the United States has halted strikes against Iran. But White House officials are making clear the military option remains on the table, but they are looking at different efforts for both diplomatic solutions and other intense economic pressure, giving this time to work. The U.S. naval blockade does remain in effect, costing the regime hundreds of millions of dollars per day.
Fox's Trey Yanks. The Sunday Bite of Seattle Food Festival ends with seven people shot, three dead.
Two people who we believe were shooting at each other.
One arrested, Seattle Police Tyrone Davis. The search hampered for the other with no security cams weeks after Mayor Wilson ordered them turned off, citing privacy and immigration enforcement. America is listening to Fox News.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadowrun Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadowrun is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Upper 90s today. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. Sure, why not? Then we'll be in the upper 90s again on Tuesday. Mid-90s Wednesday and Thursday. 100 Friday. 102 Saturday. Upper 90s Sunday. Mid-90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down. 6:08 a.m., 8:12 p.m. And we're at 64. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the beautiful River Oaks community. Okay, speaking of deadlines, registration deadline is another August 7th, and this is for the fall adult kickball registration in Atascadero. Games are scheduled to begin on August 26th and run through October 14th. Let's see here. Each game will last 7 innings or 1 hour, whichever comes first. All teams will be co-ed, and applications are accepted on a team basis only with a minimum of 12 players and a maximum of 18. So, there you go, all right? The deadline is August 7th, City of Atascadero. All right, have some fun. Also, still looking here, the Pioneer Day Committee for Pioneer Day Bell nominees. If you know any of the young ladies, 17 and 19, living and attending high school in the Paso-Templeton area, high school graduating class of 2027, and a family that settled in Paso Robles area prior to World War II, simply go to PioneerDayBellsCourt at gmail.com. That's it. Pretty easy. All right. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Remember, they got lunch every day. Brunch on the weekends, of course, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Moving right along here. At 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Just one block north of the park. Go to bellajewel.com. All right. Oh, wrong side of the page here. Page one. All right, let's see here. Leading off, we have Jamie Bowes, Donna McConnell, Steve Goodwin. We have Terry Eady, Eric Wright, Debbie. Is that where is it? Okay, it's Debbie Mitchell, Tyler Brigham, John and Barbara Tanini. All right, and Barry and Elizabeth Gilmore also celebrating an anniversary. On my right-hand side, some folks no doubt you know of or heard of or, I don't know, maybe even met. Should not be in the Hall of Fame, but he is. Tinker Evers DeChance, Joe Tinker, 1880-1948. Leo the Lip, DeRosha, 1905-1991. Keenan Wynn, 1916-1986. Norman Lear gave us all in the family, and Maud and others. 1922, he passed away in 2023. From the High Lows, singer Bob Morse, 1927-2001. Oh, man. The song, Sincerely. Not by the McGuire Sisters, by the Moonglows. Harvey Fuqua. Yeah, oh, it's such a cool song. 1929-2010, Jerry Van Dyke, 1931-2018. Kingston Trio, Nick Reynolds, they used to be here at the fair. 1933-2008, Barbara Ferris, the actress, 1936. Also on the list we have John Plachette, Knott's Landing. He was the brother of Suzanne Plachette, 1942. Dennis Ralston, a pretty good tennis player, 1942. From Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Al Ramsey, guitar player, 1943. Ode to Billy Joe. Bobby Gentry, 1944. Betty Thomas, she was in Hill Street Blues, 1947. One of America's great figure skaters, Peggy Fleming, 1948. Onward we go, Maureen McGovern, the whatever, 1949. From Paper Lace, the night Chicago died, they inflicted us with that. Michael Vaughn, 1950. Maury Wills' kid, Bump, he played in a little baseball, 1952. Onward to the list, let's see here. Cliff Curtis, the actor, 1968. We have Michael Paul Levesque, a pro wrestler, 1969. Mm-hmm. A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, 1975. Hmm. Hey, this guy, it's his birthday, and he's coming back off the IL pitching today. And like yesterday in Cooperstown, he'll be there someday. Max Scherzer, 1984. Jordan Spieth, the golfer, 1993. Okay. All righty, passing away on this day. Let's see here. We've got quite a bit of time. Where is the list here? I don't know why this. Leave It to Beaver. Kind of mentioned that a little bit. Tony Dow passed away in 2022. He was Wally Cleaver. Bob Hope, 2003. Oh, the Zamboni machine. Those of you with hockey, Frank, he died in 1988. Adam Walsh, he was the son of John Walsh. He was murdered in 1981. Okay. Inventor of the gas mask, Garrett Morgan. American businessman, he died in 1963. Sam Shepard, 2017. Reggie Lewis, Boston Celtics scorer, heart attack during practice, 1993. And a rose is a rose is a road, Gertrude Stein, the poet, 1946. And I believe that is it. All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he was born in, on a farm way back up in the woods. St. Louis, Missouri. And boy, he's one of those guys you just, at least for me, I love to watch him on the mound because of the intensity. I love that, just like Johnny Cueto. I just love watching that guy pitch. Anyway, he was born and raised there, and he played all the sports, baseball, football, and basketball. And he ended up being, because he's from St. Louis, he was selected in the 43rd round. However, he did not sign. Instead, he went to the University of Missouri. All right, just think about that, though, the 43rd round. Well, he eventually signed and came up with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And like a lot of teams, especially when they're young, a lot of players, when they're young, they get traded and bounced around and things happen and so forth and so on. And it did for him. And of course, he made his mark really with the Detroit Tigers back in 2010 through 14. Then he goes to the Nationals and moves on. The Dodgers had him for a little bit. The Mets had him, the Rangers. And right now he's with the Toronto Blue Jays. And the last couple of years have been a little tough, a couple of injuries. Although he pitched pretty well last year near the end of the year when Toronto made its run to get into the World Series. And they did against the Dodgers in that fantastic series. And he has had an amazing career. He became only the fourth pitcher in Major League history to win multiple World Series championships, win multiple Cy Young Awards, throw multiple no-hitters, and earn multiple All-Star selections. The others are Sandy Koufax, Tim Lincecum, and a teammate of his, Justin Verlander. How about that? Not too bad at all. All right, so for his career, as of now, because again, he's coming back tonight, he has won 2 World Series championships, an 8-time All-Star, 3-time Cy Young Award winner. He's a 4-time wins leader, 3-time strikeout leader. He's won 64% of his games, his ERA 3.27, and he has over 3,500 strikeouts, including a MLB record 20 strikeouts in an inning, a 9-inning game. That's a tie for the records. Max Scherzer goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be tomorrow at 9 a.m. On tomorrow's agenda is an item to reduce the cannabis tax rate in the county, back down to 6% after it automatically increased to 8%. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. Caltrans District 5 is planning a full closure of a Highway 1 off-ramp in Cayucas. The closure starts today and will be for the northbound 1 off-ramp at 13th Street. The closure will be in place for approximately 2 weeks. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
He earned the nickname Mad Max in part to his higher than normal intensity during pregame and unusual and extensive preparation techniques before and after. Well, just guessing, that could be one of the reasons why he's going to end up in the Hall of Fame. One more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.